Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux bunts towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Embry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Kramer covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner strikes out. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan to Boudreaux, and Dillinger is out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Siri takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Siri moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siri scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-1 in the game. Embry bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gordon scores. Hegan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-0, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner, who is chasing the ball. Metkovich reaches third base with a triple. Hegan scores. Embry goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Siri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss strikes out. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Embry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarilla. Peck reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Metkovich strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peck scores. It's 11-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Hooks Iatt now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan moves to second. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Embry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Makovich pinch hits for Hal Peck. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Felix Makovich now playing center field. George Metkovich now playing right field. Hank Rushkowski now catching. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Hooks Ayotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayotte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Metkovich goes all the way around to score. It's 13-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 14-0, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Seary hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 16-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner strikes out. 2 outs. Hank Rutschkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutschkowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 16-1, Indians. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 3 in the game. Leaner hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Embry for the out. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Judnick. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Makovich strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Metkovic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Conway pinch hits for Lou Boudreau. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Conway now playing shortstop. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moss for the out. Stevens moves to third. Judnick moves to second. Two outs. Jake Early pinch hits for Hooks Hyatt. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 16, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.